Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is K-12 Education. Actually, pre-K. I always do that. It's pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. My apologies to all you wonderful preschool educators and parents and all that sort of thing. Welcome to our show today on Education Talk Radio. We got a good one for you. We got INAC, all our old friends, the International Association for K-12 Online Learning. We're going to be talking about their blended learning roadmap. And it's going to be interesting to the case study in New York City. We'll talk about that and other things that they're doing, including their nominations for their awards for innovative practice and research. I'll talk about it with Allison Powell and Bruce Friend in just a couple of seconds. Hang tight, Allison and Bruce. While I just tell everybody, today's show is sponsored by Dreambox Learning. Go over to Dreambox Learning. I think it's dreambox.com or dreamboxlearning.com. Just Google it. Okay, you will find wonderful products there that align to state standards, et cetera, for teaching kids great mathematics and all that sort of thing. So it's a wonderful product. I do hope you check it out. They tweet at Dreambox_learn, at Dreambox_learn. Google Dreambox Learning. Believe me, you won't go wrong. And they're very involved with online learning, which to me, as I'm going to explain in a few minutes, is the future of education. So please check it all out. We're also going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org, and we're going to tweet it out at EduTalkRadio, just like we always do. And if you're involved in education, please follow us. We will follow you in return. We enjoy doing that. The list of followers builds our ego, et cetera. It's really cool. And we do get a lot of great show ideas from all the wonderful things that are going on, all the conversations on Twitter. So we tweet at EduTalkRadio, and you'll get a direct link to every show before and after, okay, if you follow us. So please do that. Again, our website is education-talkradio.org. We archive every show there. We put up a new schedule every Saturday for the following week. Plus, we have every show we've ever done over there. So check it out. Tell your friends. We'd appreciate it. education-talkradio.org. And so, without further ado, let me bring on our guests from INAC. Let me bring them on. I'm clicking through. There they are. Ladies first, Dr. Allison Powell, Vice President for New Learning Models over at INAC. Hi, Allison. Welcome back.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure, and believe me, it's a pleasure to have you here, and we look forward to a very good show today. And you've been here, and Bruce, are you there?
Yes, I am, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend, and no pun intended, you are my friend, and your last name is Friend, and I noticed that... And I'm sorry about that. I'm sure you've never heard that before. Okay.
Never.
And I'm
curious. The first time ever.
I'm sure. And by the way, what is your middle name?
I guess it should be my, huh?
No, but it's not, my, it or my or it's like I'm thinking like Alfred or Albert.
There you go. I like
be a friend. Be a friend. It's
yeah.
So, it's so. It's so beautiful. Bruce, welcome to the show today. And what do you do? I have this title here, Strategic Partnership. So tell me what you do over there.
So I do a lot of the work with INAC in terms of managing our relationships with some of our funders, which are often other nonprofit organizations, philanthropic organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of grant writing and a lot of just securing the funding so we can go out and do the good work to advocate for blended and online learning opportunities for students.
And I actually believe, and I do believe this, and I said this a million times before, I believe online learning is the key to the future. And I love it because, A, it works, and, B, it also it changes the system. It changes the institution. And we're so institutionalized with education, I think it's just wonderful, and I want you guys to keep up the good work. That's what I have to say at the beginning of the show. Will you do that for me, Allison?
Definitely.
Allison? Oh, thank you, Jeff. I thought I was so boring that I lost you already.
No, not yet.
Cool. I'll keep trying. I'll do my best here. And Allison, what do? You're VP for New Learning Models. Tell me what that is.
Yeah,
and by the way, you're
Dr.
Allison Powell. You're Dr.
Yes.
Allison Powell. So you must have like a doctorate in education or something like that.
Yes, I got one from Pepperdine University a few years ago.
Oh, right.
But I work with a lot of the school principals and superintendents to help them better understand what online and blended learning are and how to get started. And I get to share a lot of the great things that they're doing, like we are today, and share the promising practices with the field so that they can improve their programs for kids.
That's good. You must do a lot of travel if you're working with superintendents and teachers and all that all over the country. Are you traveling a lot?
Yes. We're visiting schools and speaking at conferences. So it's a lot of fun.
I think it's wonderful. Congratulations on going to Pepperdine in Malibu. That was a good choice. Are you from California?
Nope. I actually did it online. So we only got to
really?
Go out and visit a few times a year. Yeah.
Well, practicing what you preach, I love it, and I hope that in January, just because they are in Malibu, no matter where you were, you went and jumped into the nearest ocean.
Yes, we did get
yes,
to go
good.
Visit the campus a few times a year. So.
You get that Pepperdine nice. Feel. Okay, so thanks, Allison, for being here today. This is really cool. Allison, let me stick with you for a second. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I know iNACOL, again, it's iNACOL.org, and they tweet at NACOL, drop the I, at NACOL. Okay, iNACOL, who I love, offers awards for innovative practice and research around blended and online learning. I think it's great. Okay, the deadline for nominations, I know, is coming up fast. Talk about the, Allison, if you want to do this, you go ahead, the award categories, and share how folks can submit their nominations. And who should they nominate? Teachers, administrators, who?
Actually, I'm going to hand it over to Bruce for this one.
All right, I'm not repeating the question, Bruce, so you're just going to have to go with it, my friend.
All right, I got you covered here. Yeah,
I get it again, my friend. I'm doing that subconsciously, Bruce. I'm doing that subconsciously.
not a problem. You actually have me thinking I need to go change my birth certificate. I need to come up with a better
middle
name. You
really do. What is your middle
name?
What is your middle name? What is your middle name?
It's pretty boring. It's actually Brian. So.
Oh, BB friend.
Yeah.
Would have been better than BB King. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
we'll move on from
I'm
there.
With you. Yeah, I got my parents to thank for that, I guess. But no, we give out four awards at our annual symposium in November. One of the awards is to recognize outstanding teachers in the field of blended and online learning. Another one is to recognize research that's been done. The third award is about innovative practices that we're seeing in the field. And then we do a fourth award, which is sort of a outstanding individual contribution to the field overall. And so I encourage folks who may be listening today to go to our website at iNACOL.org. You'll see we have two important dates coming up in August 25th. If you're planning to nominate someone, you want to make sure you get your intent to nominate to us by August 25th. And then the awards themselves, the completed packets, will be due September 10th. And so we want to make sure they don't delay on that. And we've been giving these awards out for many years and have the opportunity to recognize some really outstanding folks and teams that are doing great work in the field of online blended learning.
Sure.
And so, again, thank you for the opportunity to share that information, and we look forward to getting stellar nominations coming in.
And I know you will. And, you know, you mentioned that one of the awards is for innovative practice, and, Bruce, I'll stay with you if you want. Okay. Just give me an idea of what an innovative practice might be, maybe last year's winner or something like that.
Oh, golly, you're putting me to the test here.
But I'm just curious, when you say innovative practice, you know, what actually is everybody talking about?
You know, we're looking for practices that teachers may be doing in the classroom or in an online classroom that has really led to greater student achievement, maybe greater student engagement. So it might be how they're using a certain type of technology to bring their students together in an online format and bring that real-time interaction going on, so it's not just a, you know, completely, you know, asynchronous type of experience for students. So we've recognized organizations that, you know, use certain technologies in an innovative way. It may be an innovative policy that someone has at their local school or district or state that is, again, fostering more and more learning opportunities for students that other districts and states could replicate.
Excellent. And I hope people do check it all out, because I'm telling you, this is where it is going. And I just think the world of online learning and blended, and the other phrase that's kind of a subcategory, if I may, is the blended learning. Okay. Which I think is really cool. And I just think it's wonderful when we use the technology and change the system, shake up the system. to make sure that every kid, whether they're in an urban setting or a rural setting or whatever, has the opportunity to learn equally. And I believe that's what online learning is about. It allows children to learn equally, and I think it's extremely important. There's that phrase that it's education by zip code, okay? And this eliminates the zip code. This makes learning available to everybody, and I just think it's so important. So keep us posted, please, iNACOL, on who's winning the awards, and I'll talk to Jonathan, and we'll get a show going about who won the awards, and maybe get some of those award winners on when the time comes. Will the awards be given at your Palm Springs conference? Is that Allison, do you know? Or Bruce, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is. Yes.
No, I'll take that. Yeah, absolutely. We'll be giving the awards out as we do every year at the symposium. They'll get a really nice recognition in front of the conference attendees. They get a really nice trophy, and more than anything else, they get to meet me, and perhaps we'll do again a middle name. we normally have the award winners do a haiku, so they don't do these long speeches. But I think this year we're going to change it up, and you're going to see give me a new middle name this year's award.
There you go. B.A. Friend, Bruce Friend. Bruce.
But
okay. Or it was Allison doing an incredible imitation of Bruce.
Well, Allison has a lot of middle names for me, but we won't go there.
We won't go into that, okay? Allison, I know you were involved with this. We labeled the show about the Blended Learning Roadmap. That's over, and we're going to tell people how to get over there. It's a very long website here, and so you're going to give me a shortcut over there somewhere along the line to show people what to look for. But Allison, iNACOL spent more than a year observing and interacting with school leaders and teachers in a group of New York City schools to learn more about their process for developing blended learning programs, which is so important. Talk to me about that. How to come about? What were you looking for? New York City, did you have a good time? Most important question, did you go to Carnegie Deli and have a corned beef sandwich?
Yes, I did. We had a great time, and Bruce was actually there with me, so we had a lot of fun over the last year. But New York City schools came to us, and they had 8 schools that were implementing blended learning, and the district is the largest district in the country and has thousands of schools, and wanted to make sure that all of them eventually had the opportunity to implement blended learning, and so they wanted us to work with the school leaders and the teachers to better understand the entire process from day one through the 2 or 3 years that it actually takes to get the whole school into a blended learning model. And so we worked with the leadership to better understand their vision and how they were setting their goals, what kinds of professional development they were offering teachers, how did they purchase technology and make those decisions on what types of technology to get, what kind of policies were in place. So we kind of came up with 6 different elements for implementing blended learning and wanted to fill in the pieces so that when other schools decided that they wanted to start implementing blended learning, they had this roadmap to help guide them through the process.
That's
and
excellent.
As part of that,
and go ahead, please, finish.
Oh, I was going to say, and as part of the deal with New York, we wanted to make sure that all of the work was open and available to all schools around the world. And so now we're working with more schools to kind of expand the roadmap because we know New York's kind of its own little universe and is different than a lot of districts out there. So we're working with some charter schools, private schools, smaller districts to expand and make sure that everything that we learned in New York is applicable to all schools.
And I have a number of questions, but let me ask you this. When you say, charter schools, et cetera, is that roadmap significantly different? Let's just take a rural district or a suburban district or a private school, an independent school. Is the roadmap completely so significantly different from what New York did? Or are you finding there are basics that apply to everybody?
Actually, we're finding that pretty much the 6 elements in the areas that we focused on are very applicable to all schools. We provided some guiding questions, and so the smaller schools or rural schools might have different answers and different ways of going about implementing the blended learning in their schools, but overall, everybody needs to kind of focus on those 6 different areas.
And where is it on your website? I have a very long URL that nobody will be able to copy down. Is there a shortcut or a place that we can click through on iNACOL.org Do you know offhand, Bruce or Allison?
I think it's under the reports in the Our Work and New Learning Models area. I think we can turn it into a short link for you and get that to you to put on your website after the show.
Well, I just clicked on Our Work, the New Learning Models, and I'm just trying to find it to make it easy so people can get to the right place very easily. And I'm looking for it here, but will you make sure get me a shorter link to it or something like that so I can give it to people. I just want to make sure people have it. Okay, so
yeah,
tell me what
get
are
that
the
too.
Allison, you're the best, and so either Bruce, go ahead, please.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say I'll get that to you as soon as we're done.
Thank you, and I will appreciate that. I'll get it up on the website, okay? Can you tell me, and I don't know, Bruce or Allison, I'll say it that way, and one of you can answer, what are the six steps?
The first, kind of the biggest area we think is in the leadership of the school and making sure that the first step and the first area you focus on is setting goals for the school. Why are you doing this? What type of problem are you solving? What are the learning goals that you hope to achieve from doing this? Because blended learning might not be the right model or solution to your setting your or to accomplishing your goals. Instructional models and teaching, it's a huge shift in the teaching model. This isn't just about the technology. The biggest benefit is that you can really start personalizing learning for each student. So the instructional shift in teaching is very important, and what is going to be your model for implementing blended learning. And then you, once you decide that, you need to decide what professional development your teachers are going to need in order to implement that. The other areas are kind of the policy and systems around it. Do the school policies support what you're going to be doing? Do the district and state policies also support it? Or do you need to do some advocacy work to get those changed? We also have content. You can't do this without the digital content. So are you going to develop your own or purchase it from a provider? And then the last area is the technology. So what kind of tools are you going to use and provide the students, and what kind of the systems in the background, the learning management systems, the student information systems, how are those all going to connect and share the data with the teachers and the students and the parents and administrators?
So basically the rule would be to look at all six, okay? Look at all six and don't make a move on any of them until you've answered those six questions.
Yes, and in the roadmap in the roadmap we've provided guiding questions to help you get through those, as well as promising practices that we learned through our experiences in New York and some of the great things they're doing there. So it's a complete guide with a timeline and everything that will get you through the entire process.
Cool. This is excellent. I'm waiting. Oh no, I had a feeling. I just checked back on my email. I had a feeling Jonathan was going to send me that link, and I was going to give it. Jonathan, if you're listening, try to figure out a link that I can give people to get to this, okay? Because it's very important. But it is up on inaco.org. Okay, that's very cool. So Bruce. Okay, what eight schools were picked in New York? Were they elementary schools, junior high schools, high schools? How'd they select those eight schools, and why? Did I say Jonathan? I meant Bruce.
Yep. No, we're here. Bruce is here. Yeah. The schools that we were actually working with were middle and high school in nature. They were actually selected as part of the New York iZone program. So we didn't really have a say in terms of which schools we were going to work with. They were already at some stage in the blended learning implementation, either at the very beginning or maybe had been working with having teachers implement blended learning, you know, maybe for a year or two. But they were all high schools and middle schools spread across the city. We had three folks from our team here at INACOL who sort of divided up and worked with the various schools. And again, you had examples of schools where I'll think of Francis Lewis High School, for example, where they were blended learning was being implemented by selected teachers in selected grade levels and selected courses, where over at another school, it may have been an absolutely whole school model where the entire school was implementing blended learning. So it really varied from school to school as to what their implementation actually was.
And how, when they decided to do all this, and I'm leading to something here, the thing I'm leading to is, should school districts generally call in iNACOL? Here comes the cavalry to help them do this. I would think that would be a really good thing. All right. Did you go approach New York, or did New York approach you, and should other school districts approach iNACOL to get you folks in there? Because you know what you're doing. And I'll leave that. I guess I'll continue with my friend Bruce. Bruce Friend.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, I think they actually approached us. I think they were looking for an organization that could kind of help document the kind of steps they were taking. You might say the trials and tribulations, the successes and the challenges that they were facing. And so they really came to iNACOL for sort of two things. One is to sort of document the experience so that there was an outside set of eyes looking at what they were doing, and then we could build this roadmap so that other schools in the district could follow and learn from those successes and learn from those challenges and mistakes as well. But at the same time, yes, we do have a wealth of internal expertise here at iNACOL, folks who have run online and blended learning programs, who've made a lot of these same decisions, whether it be around technology or teaching models that these schools had to make. And so I think the internal expertise that we had is, you know, we didn't go at this with, we're here to tell you how to do it, but we certainly wanted to be able to provide them some guidance and best practices that we see from other schools around the country that we get exposure to, that maybe there's principals and teachers at their school have never had that opportunity to see or hear from.
And you said, and Allison, you can chime in on this one, you said that some of the schools had already started a blended learning / online program, okay, in the New York area when you went in. Okay, I'm curious. They started it, but then all of a sudden it sounds to me like they knew they could do better, okay, and they started with the best of intentions, but now they need the experts again. Here comes the cavalry coming in, okay, ready to save them. What were the mistakes at the beginning, if there were any, that New York City faced? Like, did they buy their equipment before they realized what they were doing or needed or whatever? What's that first step? I mean, what are the big challenges that you have, the big mistakes you might make? And in this case, New York, and they corrected it, but I'm just curious what you found when you got there. Were they on the right path, or were there some big errors? Yeah.
Yeah, I think some of the schools had really gone gung-ho and knew exactly what they were doing. They had a plan and place and were ready to go, where other schools, and this is a mistake that we see a lot of the time, where I get calls from superintendents and principals every week saying, we just bought all of these devices. We bought our whole school iPads. And then they're like, now what do we do? So they're thinking about the technology first and not coming up with their goals and their vision. So if the school is really struggling in a certain subject area and want to get their test scores up and kids really focused on math, then they need to set some goals for that and a vision, and then decide, is blended learning the right way to do it? So I think that's really the most important step, is the goal setting and vision before you go out and buy the tools, because you might find later that the tools you buy are not the right tools in order to meet
right.
your goal.
And they might not be compatible.
Go ahead.
With what you want to do. And you know, what the interesting thing about what you just said, because many interesting things, but the one that always strikes me is, it's not about the technology. It's about the learning. We have a title, online learning. We have a title, blended learning. The keywords are not blended and online. The keywords are learning. And we have to, you guys are right, you have to understand those learning goals and the students that you have before you make those other decisions. Okay, this is a bottom-up move, so to speak, and I think it's incredibly important that you guys go in there. By the way, Allison, can any school district call you folks and have you folks come in? How's that work? Allison, since you're always banging around with school districts.
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of calls. We don't provide a lot of consulting services. We just don't have the capacity. We're a very small staff. We chose to do this project with New York.
I don't think you working 90 hours a week is anything to complain about, Allison. Stop complaining.
exactly.
90 hours is nothing these days. Yeah. And there's
exactly.
always, Bruce can pick, Allison, you go on vacation, let Bruce pick up the slack. It's that simple.
Perfect. I like that plan.
Right.
How is that different than normal?
Well put. Well put, Bruce. Anyway, but seriously,
yeah,
I mean, we're talking to a lot of educators today, okay?
Yeah,
and iNaCall is a key factor in online learning without question, okay? But you got tell me about when they call you, what should they be asking you, and what should they be, you know, that sort of thing. How can you help them? Or whatever.
They're asking all kinds of questions, and yes, they can call Bruce or I and ask a lot of questions. We can help with kind of the higher level questions and to kind of get them thinking about implementing online and blended learning. Some are coming to us and they don't even know what online and blended learning are and just kind of need the basics and to help get them going.
Yeah.
And we do have a website, the online program howto.org, which helps with setting up online programs. And then this roadmap hopefully will turn into something similar where it will provide those guiding questions. These are the things you need to think about. And then I kind of kept a list of some trusted consultants that might have different areas of specialty. So if you're trying to find the right devices or learning management system, this consultant's really good at helping with that, or this one's good with PD for teachers. And so once they've kind of thought through some of those and we've got them started on the thinking, then if they need that extra help and hand-holding, then I can refer them to different consultants that can come to the district and help walk them through some of those different elements.
That's
and
excellent.
This
By
is
the
Bruce
way, if you
and
go
I,
over,
I,
let me just – oh, go ahead, Bruce. I'm sorry.
I was going to just add to that, that another really valuable resources that iNaCall has put together are our quality assurance standards. We've developed standards for online course quality, teacher quality, even program quality, and we get a lot of utilization out of those. And in some states, it's actually a requirement that online learning programs use those standards as a way of ensuring that their course and instructional quality is excellent. And so that's another really valuable resource that we're providing to the field. Did we lose you?
Hello, Larry?
Hey, Allison, do you hear me?
I can hear you, but not Larry.
Oh, jeez, yeah, wait a minute, hold on. Can you hear me?
No, he dropped.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow,
okay.
You really didn't like my input there, did you, Larry?
Well, my board is reading that you're all on and we're connected. I'm sorry about that, guys. Where did I lose you?
I was just sharing that another really valuable resource that we have, a set of resources, our online quality standards.
Right, and I heard
quality.
You. I heard you.
Okay. Yeah, that's all. That's where I left it off.
Yeah, so that's good. So we didn't miss anything. I apologize, but I'm not showing anything on the board that was the problem. And I was just saying if people really want to learn about blended and online learning, go to iNaCall's conference, November 4th to the 7th. In Palm Springs, California. They did not choose Fargo, North Dakota. No offense to Fargo. They chose Palm Springs, California. So please, if you are involved in any way with blended online learning, go to the symposium November 4th to the 7th in Palm Springs. Did you hear me say that? Are we okay, Allison? Did you hear me?
Yep, I heard you loud and clear. Thank you.
That's good. And by the way, I as you know, I love Susan Patrick, your president, chief executive officer. What a wonderful person. And I'm curious. I am on the website here, and I see your address is Old Gallows Road. Old Gallows Road. And I'm curious if Susan wears a black hood to work every day. Could you perhaps move to a more inviting address than Old Gallows Road, Vienna, Virginia?
You know, Larry, it should be Friend Lane, right? Or Friendly Lane.
It should be. And, you know, when you move to your new office and your next-door neighbors are the Munsters, you know you've got a problem. So Old Gallows Road began in Virginia. I couldn't help that. And that is Susan under the black hood. Okay, leading that thing. All right, so, you know, yeah, I want to ask you this. And, Bruce, you have to leave? Do you have to go to a meeting or anything?
Well, I'm actually at the airport in Raleigh, but I can hang on until my plane boards.
When is that?
About any minute.
Oh, okay. Well, just let us. Right. All right. In that case, I'll ask Allison, just in case you have to run to the plane, okay? National trends. And I am assuming, Allison, I'm assuming online learning, blended learning is taking off like a bat out of hell, no offense to Old Gallows Road, okay? Or like a bat out of Old Gallows Road. So tell me what's the trend you see in online and blended learning? I think it's just, and flipped learning. I mean, that's part of this too. Okay, talk to me about all this.
Yeah, I think probably blended learning is one of the biggest trends we're seeing right now. So we know a lot of kids can't stay at home all day and do all of their learning online. And the real power of online learning is that you can really start to personalize learning for students.
Yep.
And so moving that into the face-to-face classrooms and giving those students the same opportunities, but also letting them work in the community and do group projects and kind of blending the best of both worlds together is probably one of the biggest trends. And we're also asked all of our members what was their biggest policy barrier, and it was the seat time, the way schools are funded based on attendance and how long a student sits in a chair. And so we've also kind of brought in the competency-based learning field, and a lot of them were really working with kids where kids can't advance until they've shown mastery on each of the standards and different competencies. So school's no longer based on how old a student is, it's what they're learning, and they don't progress and move forward until they've shown that they understand something in a variety of ways. And so now kind of these two worlds, you can do competency-based education without the technology, but the technology is making it a whole lot easier for the teachers and the students. And so these worlds are kind of colliding and working together right now. And so that's going to also be a new focus at our conference this year as well. So I think the blended and competency-based learning and really trying to provide a personalized learning experience for every student is kind of the big trends we're starting to see in the field right now.
And, you know, it goes back to what I said at the beginning of the program. Online learning, blended learning, they are changing the system. They are shaking up the institutionalized way we always did it. You just mentioned that with seat time. The amount of time that your ass is in a seat has no bearing on your learning. It has no bearing on your learning whatsoever, okay? And this allows you to individualize, personalize, and get the kids using things that they understand, i.e. technology, because learning is the bottom line, and they will learn. We are allowed to go to the audience. We are allowed to go to the audience rather than the audience coming to us. I think it's wonderful. You know that, though. You know that. What do you think?
Yeah,
is that a good speech,
exciting.
Bruce, before you leave, is that a good speech? By the way, your plane, I just got a notice from Raleigh Airport. They're looking for you. TSA's looking for you. Why didn't you board the plane? I don't know what's going on over there.
I tell you what, you're such a good ambassador for us. We might have to put you on the payroll. I don't know. You're doing a great job.
I accept the job. Tell Susan the $250,000 a year, I'm there tomorrow. It's not even a question.
Okay. I'll let her know.
I'll be there, and I'll wear black robes. Okay? Actually, I may be coming out. If your conference were in Fargo, I probably wouldn't be going. But no offense to Fargo again, but there's a possibility I'm going to come out to Palm Springs to the conference on November 4th.
That would be fantastic. We'd love to see you there.
I'd love to see you guys. But I would love to see you guys too. It's been too long, and I was down in Orlando a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And it was excellent. Yeah, so it wasn't last year. It was the year before. Where was that conference?
The year before was New Orleans.
New Orleans, that's what I'm thinking. I skipped a year. New Orleans, okay? And it was just a wonderful conference, okay? Bruce, they're calling you.
Yeah, I hear that. Sorry about that.
The plane can't take off until 16A gets in his seat. Bruce, go away. I thank you for being with us. I'll say my real thanks to Allison in 2 seconds here. Okay, go
all right,
get your
thank
plane.
Thank you very much, Larry.
Okay,
have a great
buddy.
Day. Thanks, bye-bye. Guys.
Yeah, thank you. You too. And a safe flight. Okay. Allison, this is wonderful. Do you want to plug the conference at all before we go any more than we just did? You know what's happening over there besides the awards and all that stuff?
Yeah, I think you did a great job. It's just a great opportunity to network with other people that are trying
really
to
is.
Do and implement similar things. And so I think
and
the
simpler
most,
things. You
most,
just said it right. Simpler things. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it is. It is because that what you said. What you don't have to reinvent the wheel. This stuff is out
exactly.
there. You guys are the linchpin. Yeah. Okay. You guys are the linchpin. And if people go to the conference, etc., they're going to figure it out. You are on the. As I've said for many years now, you're on the right track. That track just keeps getting bigger and longer, and I think it's just great. Allison, thanks a million. We got to go. This is a wonderful show. I really enjoyed having you. And thank Bruce in person for me when you see him.
I will. Thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun.
And one other thing, say hi to Jonathan Oglesby, who helped me put together the show, okay? And also say hi to Susan, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure, believe me. Thanks, Allison. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Dr. Allison Powell, she of Pepperdine University, Vice President for New Learning Models over at iNACOL, iNACOL.org, and they tweet at NACOL, N-A-C-O-L, drop the I. Bruce Friend, who's changing his middle name to help me out here, who's Director of Strategic Partnerships over at iNACOL. Okay, and please follow them on Twitter. They really have good stuff and try to get to their conference, too. Check out the roadmap. I will try to get a shorter link. If I read this link to you, it would take up most of the show. So I won't even say it. Just go over to iNACOL, but I'll get a link for you as soon as Jonathan sends it to me from over there. Okay, Jonathan, I appreciate that. Today's show, you know, we talked about, they used the example of math during the show, and Dreambox Learning, who sponsored today's show, is a strong advocate of everything iNACOL does. Dreambox Learning offers a personalized, like we talked about, K-8 math environment that combines a rigorous curriculum for deep conceptual understanding, a highly engaging game-like environment, and their industry-leading intelligent adaptive learning technology, which dynamically adapts in real time to create millions of personalized learning paths tailored to each student's unique needs. Not bad. Dreambox student-centered environment differentiates content, pace, and sequence for the highest levels of student achievement so every student can learn to think like a mathematician. Go over to Dreambox. Well, Google, the easiest way is Google Dreambox Learning, but it's dreambox.com, and also they tweet at Dreambox_learn. Okay, and you can follow them over there. They're a good company. I saw them at the iNACOL show a couple of years ago. Probably they're going to be there this year as well. Wonderful company. They brought up math today. Okay, this is a wonderful company for online blended learning and mathematics. Check it out, Dreambox Learning. And thank you. Thank you, Melissa, et cetera, for sponsoring today's show. I do appreciate that. This show is going to be archived at education-talkradio.org like we always do. And it's going to be tweeted out at EduTalk Radio. Follow us and you're involved in education. We shall follow you in return. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Have a great day.